Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to the D Hour Show Radio Network. The hostess with the most is Miss Fabulous. It's the I Got Stuff to Say Show. Let's go.
Monday, December the 10th, 2012. This is another great segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show on Blog Talk Radio and, of course, of the D Hour Show Family Radio Network. I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice with two K's, ladies and gentlemen, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. We also have our esteemed producer, CEO, founder of the D Hour Show Radio Network in the building, Mr. D Slate. How are you doing on this evening?
I'm good, ladies and gentlemen. Hello to all. Hello to my family in the building. Hello, CK, Al, PJ. What's the business?
All right. Yes, of course. And then we have our other esteemed, very, very knowledgeable co-host in the building, CK. How you doing on this evening?
Hey, PJ. Hey, Mr. L. Hey, D. Slate. How's everybody doing tonight? I feel great. I'm too excited. But I'm not going to say why. Y'all know why in just a moment.
Absolutely, and certainly last, but certainly not least, we have our, Say Something News correspondent in the building, and, he's all up and through the Hampton Roads area. They like to refer to him as Mr. Norfolk. Al, are you in the building?
Yo, hold on, I gotta do something. Hey, yo, what's good in the hood? Yo, hey, it's your boy, Mr. Norfolk in the building. What up?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the crew is in effect, and we are currently here in Anonymous Blue Studios and in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and all over the United States of these America. We are joined here for Motivational Music Monday, and again, you can tune in with us at 718-766-4553. Once again, 718-766-4553 on your tune-in radio applications on your smartphones, as well as your iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. Of course, you can catch us on the social media site. I was going to say social, right? But that's a new terminology. On Facebook, under the D Hour Show, as well as the I Got Something to Say radio show page. And tweet us. That's right. Tweet, I said, on the hour show. Tonight we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful show. Myself, yours truly, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, CK, and Mr. Norfolk. We're going to have a very, very special guest, but I will get back to that in just one moment. Tonight in our segment, we're going to include a little bit of casual conversation. I'm going to be bringing you the Poetic Picks and Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown with yours truly. CK is going to bring the quote of the day and some famous birthdays. Mr. Al always has that Say Something News, and you should be able to ask Al anything. I have a couple of questions I want to ask Al. And then certainly not least, I'm going to definitely bring to you by our esteemed producer, our holiday guest. ghetto gourmet. Hopefully he'll be cooking up something in the studio for us, nothing that's going to put us back for a couple of hours or maybe days. You know how the gourmet ghetto king does. But anyways, and maybe GB may be stopping by. But let me get back to my initial point, ladies and gentlemen. We have no other than singer, songwriter, producer, one of my ultimate favorites. And before you go there, you always say, Miss Fabulous always say that X, Y, and Z is my favorite. No. This by all means, and my producer is awesome. Anytime I put on my wish list, I want this particular artist or that particular actor or that particular motivational speaker on the show, it happens almost instantaneously. Ladies and gentlemen of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, I am talking about Eric Robeson. That's right, singer, songwriter, and producer. Eric Robeson will be in the building on this evening. I am so ecstatic. I've dressed up in the studio, put on my high pumps. That's right, because we're going to have that stiletto diva throw there. We're going to have some music and some conversation with no other than the very, very handsome, very, very sexy Eric Robeson. He's going to be in the building. So let me go to my co-host and also my producer. Let's talk a little bit about what's been going on since we've last been joined together. Just a couple light of things in the news. Go ahead.
Light-skinned brothers ain't there, yo. You talking like I'll be sure, yo. Like, light-skinned brothers ain't there. Just that caramel honey nut Cheerio looking brother like me.
I'm sorry. And your mute button is saying what? Yeah. Please don't let me take your mic off, all right?
I'm trying to figure out when the light-skinned brothers was ever in. When was they in?
I'll be sure if I love the speaker. Yeah, I mean, light-skinned brothers was in then. El DeBarge, you know what I'm saying?
Don't wake me because I'm dreaming, okay? The light-skinned brothers are all right with me. I like them. Yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, the Haitian, representing girls from the Zulu Nation. Hey, what are you talking about? Because I do have something to say. All right? All right, all right, all right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm paying no mind to my caramel, to my darker-skinned brothers, my light-skinned brothers. I love you all the same, but definitely...
Light-skinned brothers was in like a homeless man, huh?
I don't know what to say about that, but I'm going to keep it moving. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're always clowning. Myself, Miss Fabulous, as well as D. Slate is in the building, Mr. Norfolk and CK. And well, we're going to go ahead and start off talking about some things that's been going on in the world. Of course, you know, Mr. Al Norfolk is going to expound upon the conversation with the Say Something News. But I do want to say with the holidays coming up, I was actually watching in the Anonymous Blue Studios, I was watching the holiday makeover that incorporated the military heroes and holidays. It was a very, very touching segment for that particular television show. They do some enormous great things. And as I'm reminded, you know, definitely without our servicemen and women, we would not be able to do a lot of different things. So with Norfolk, Virginia being the largest military base in the world, and I understand this is not Veterans Day, that's in November, but we should honor our men and women in uniform 365 days per year. So I salute you. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for allowing us to have the liberties of freedom. So if you all want to contribute to the conversation, you may be able to do so at 718-766-4553. That number once again, 718-766-4553. If you have a military loved one that is currently serving the United States military or any of the five branches, definitely give them a shout out. And I want to kind of get some feedback from you all in terms of the holidays and military loved ones. If you are civilians or military personnel, what are your thoughts? How do you think that we can be more effective in making our connection with those who are, you know, serving our country abroad? Let me start with you, Al.
Well, you know, I think they already do a real comprehensive job of going over and letting those people that are serving away, you know what I'm saying, send their shout-outs via the news and the things in their hometown. So I think they're really doing a great job. You know, I can't really think of anything that I would like to see done. We can't just say bring everybody home, because that's what you would want to say. Yeah, bring them home for the holidays, send them back. You know what I'm saying? This ain't like a job. It's like a firefighter job. Somebody always got to be on the call. So, I mean, I think they're doing a pretty good job, man. It's nothing I could see that we could actually expound on.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, that was well put and well received in regards to that. I like to definitely send a shout out to one of my childhood best friends of Norview Senior High School in Norfolk, Virginia, Lieutenant Commander Don Staten. He is currently abroad. I'm not going to say location for military purposes. However, I thank you. He's my bestest friend serving in the United States Navy. And I just want to say thank you, and we appreciate all that you do. Lieutenant Commander, all right? And what are your thoughts, CK, about the military and the holidays?
You know, I know that's a tough time of the year where they want to be with the families, and the families want them there with them. I just pretty much, I love how the media actually do get to use Skype, all the different sources that they can, just to say Merry Christmas, I miss you, or to even get a care package. That's you know, one of the things I love most. That, you know, no matter how far, how distant we are still able to get in touch. I just want to send a special salute to one of my brothers that is like a real good friend of mine. I talked with him. I met him recently, a few months ago. Mr. Order Wooten, I salute you. Happy holidays to you, sir. The work that he do, it takes a lot out of you, but at the same time, he's brave. So, you know, all the soldiers, I love you all. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, yeah, because you took so long to respond. I thought you had joined the military. I wasn't really sure what was going on. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say show right here. We're chilling, definitely, in the studio, Anonymous Blue Studios. Mr. D. Slate, what are your thoughts regarding the holidays and the military?
You know, first and foremost, you know, I want to say salute. Handshake and hugs go out to all the men and women serving us right now. You guys are absolutely incredible. As far as the military and the holidays, I think it's definitely a bummer, you know, that some of them don't get a chance to spend this time with their loved ones and family members. But I got to say this though, in this day and age, at this time right now, I think that they are in such a better position to communicate with their families over the holidays. And I'll say this, meaning that a gift that they send out and receive, the system is a lot better with that. And also, not only do they get a chance to talk to them, but because of technology, they get an opportunity to see them as well. Whereas, you know, decades ago, you know, that wasn't possible. You know, all they you know, possibly got a chance to do was maybe talk to them. But in this day and age, they get a chance to not only talk to them, but they get to see them as well. So I think that with our technology today, you know, they get a chance to feel just a little bit better about communicating with their family and loved ones for the holidays.
Absolutely, and those are some really good points that you all brought up. But as I was watching the what was the home makeover that they do with Exhibit and Ty and a couple of other incredible people, I was looking to see that some of the soldiers and military servicemen and women, they've lost limbs. A lot of them have, you know, suffered burns on 90% of their body or great large amounts, percentiles of their body, and they still are able to go out and encourage other families and other, you know, wounded veterans. The Wounded Soldiers Fund, that I think that is miraculous, how they raise money to give back to men and servicemen and women who have been either injured or, you know, family service members who have actually lost their lives, and then they give the, you know, proceeds and so forth to surviving, you know, family members and things of that nature. But it is really, really heartfelt because I'm extremely patriotic. And once again, being in the Hampton Roads area, Norfolk, Virginia is the largest military base in the world. So, you know, it's a lot of military that is saturated here, and particularly the United States Navy. So once again, we just wanted to say thank you to the men and women in uniform for all that you do, 365. And we wish that you were here, but we appreciate your homage and your sacrifice so we can have the best holiday possible, and we're able to do the things that we do in light of your service to our country. So salute, I salute. We're going to go ahead and move on. What are your thoughts about what's in the news about football players? I think some things kind of happened over the weekends. Did anyone care to expound upon? One was a car accident that took the life of an NFL player. You all know anything about that?
Yeah, you know, first of all, this it's real sad, you know,
yes,
that this happened. You know, I think that it just goes into, you know, the whole policies about you know, drinking and driving and different things like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's sad. It really is. You know, I think the players, they do have a system where, you know, where they're supposed to, if they can't drive, you know, to get some help or get someone to do it for them. But Dallas Cowboys practice squad linebacker Jerry Brown was killed in a car accident Saturday, and his teammate Josh Brent was charged with intoxication manslaughter.
Oh.
You know, and the thing about it is that, you know, the Cowboys had to go in on Sunday, you know, with this thing heavy on their minds and hearts, you know, with this whole situation. And it's a shame that, you know, that Josh Brent, you know, he's getting charged, you know, intoxicated manslaughter, but, you know, he shouldn't have been drinking in the first place. So I think quite a few people are probably on the fence with this whole situation, but it's sad because another young brother playing sports, you know, in professional sports has passed away, 25 years old, you know, just
yeah,
like the situation with the Kansas City Chiefs player who killed himself. You know, he was also 25, you know, so it's a shame that, you know, it's happening to these young brothers, you know, playing sports. And definitely prayers go out to the Brown family and also the Brent family, you know, because they have to deal with him possibly getting sent to prison, you know, for the rest of his life. So it's really traumatic, and it's really a sad situation that happened, and hopefully the Dallas Cowboys can pick themselves up after this situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we would have continued prayers for all parties, you know, involved, and all parties of those who have lost loved ones, you know, be it military, be it the NFL, just be it everyday people, you know, this time of year, once again, and I think we stated, you know, time after time that it's a very arduous time of year for a lot of people. It's a lot going on in the world, so we just got to be uplifting to one another and just kind of stay strong and make each other laugh and, you know, just stay good and lighthearted. You know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? So that's why we want you to call in and be a part of the show, because we're going to cut up. I'm telling you. You know, we get all the seriousness stuff, the seriousness stuff out the way, and then we really get into being ourselves, because we can, because this is the I, E-Y-E, we see you. This is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Of course, Motivational Music Monday, and we're going to have our special guest on with us very shortly, the very talented, the very handsome, one of my all-time favorite R&B singers, producers, songwriters. We're talking about Mr. Eric Roberson. He will be joining us very, very shortly. How are you all excited? You excited about the guest coming on the show?
Well, yes, we are.
Can I
just expound on what D-Slink said earlier about the football
player? Sure, you can. Absolutely. Enlighten us, please.
In the beginning of the season, in the beginning, like October, we made a special note to say, hey, on the I Got Something to Say show, we said, hey, check on your peoples, you know what I'm saying, because this is the biggest time of the year for suicides, and, you know, people get the libations, and people try to drink away their pains and things of that nature. And, you know, so as sad as it to say is, man, it just proves the point that I was trying to expound on when I said that. You know, you money doesn't really make everybody happy, and you never really know what a person's going through, man.
Absolutely.
They showed the police footage of the Kansas City player when they pulled him over, and he was, you know, in his car sleeping. You know, just looking at the things and the pictures from the days leading up to his ordeal was just like you couldn't tell anything was wrong. You know, not to the untrained, I don't know the man, so I can't say, you know, he looked different or anything, but you just gotta check on your peoples and, you know what I'm saying, really just, you know what I'm saying, be assertive, you know what I'm saying? Just smile at somebody or something, man. If you're assertive and you save somebody's life, who gives a damn who you offend? You know what I mean?
True enough.
That's all I wanted to say.
Right, and I'm glad that you brought that up, not to make a extended point, but this is very, very important, and that's why I'm so glad that D. Slate, you know, the CEO, founder of the D. Iowa Show Radio Network, I am so grateful and so honored that he would allow for, you know, shows to go on as such like this, so we can have a platform for discussion, an open discussion, because you never know, like you said, Al, the untrained eye, neither one of us are psychologists, money is not a cure-all, sobriety takes time, you know, emotions and feelings are ongoing, but at the end of the day, we are still human with bones and flesh, and we have a beating heart of flesh and not stone. And people are hurting all over the country, all over the world, all over this lifetime. So therefore, we have to be an uplifting spirit to one another, let all the negativity go, and just be there for one another. And I'm going to just say this, and then I'm going to move on throughout the show. If you're in the Hampton Roads area, you will remember this story right here as to a young African-American mother, Felicia Robinson, was missing for 2 months. Unfortunately, she was found, her body was found, and the killer actually, you know, there was another person involved, his ex-girlfriend, she was also murdered, and Felicia left a young son behind. I believe her funeral was last week. One of my cast members of Renaissance Woman Productions, that was a very close and dear friend to her. So, you know, rest in peace, Felicia. You know, we will continue to pray for you, sister. And it's just really unfortunate how those chain of events happen. And, you know, the gentleman that's responsible or
alleged.
In custody, like, yeah, the alleged suspect, correct. Right now, they said that he was a military soldier that suffered, you know, PTSD and so forth. I'm not going to expound upon too much because that is an ongoing investigation. But however, I just wanted to note that, you know, my heart and my prayers will still continue to go out for Felicia's family and her spirit. You know, this crush me, and there's just so much going on in the world. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the I Got Something to Say show. We never intend to depress you. We want to enlighten you. We want to educate you, and that's what this show is all about, some laughs, you know, some tears, some fun. But at the end of the show, we want to give you something to think about because we see you. We see you. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Definitely, we're going to go ahead and kick it in to our first musical break. And hopefully when we come back, we will have the very gifted, the very talented special guest, singer, songwriter, and producer on our studio line. Definitely in the studio, should I say, Mr. Eric Roberson. We're going to go ahead and get into Poetic's Christmas Songs of the Day. We got two songs, so I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic over to our producer at this time.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, the I Got Something to Say radio show. Thank you guys for tuning in with us tonight. We got a great show. It's time for Poetic's Christmas Songs right now. Yeah, we got a couple of hits for you guys. And don't go nowhere, because when we come back, yes, we'll be getting it in with my man Eric Roberson. So, you know, you already know. Poetic's Picks, Christmas Songs, Boys to Men, Mary J. Oh, yeah, we got some songs to get you in the spirit. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Are you ready? The I Got Something to Say radio show. Hey, damn, stop texting me. Would you just say something?
Jingle bells.
Time. city, boy. Ain't nothing like that.
Shop through hustle and bustle, snowing lights make Wonderland out this concrete jungle. There's miracles on 34th Street. On a train, get that lady with all them bags you see. Radio City for the Christmas show. We making angels in the snow, giving honey lots of kisses under mistletoe. Toes. Snowball fights in courtyards. She Spanish all them things that leaves not with eyes. New York State of mind at Christmas time. And
all the children showing their new clothes and toys. And
on the microphone. And when I'm not chilling here with my people at Media Cartel in Virginia Beach, Virginia, I'm on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
We are are back live now here in the Anonymous Blue Studios on the I Got Something to Say show. Local time is 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour. Current temperatures in the Anonymous Blue Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Rain showers developing by overnight hours. Mostly cloudy and windy. Temperatures steady in the low 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy high, 53, winds at 15 to 25. Tomorrow evening, as you take your stroll or you're watching your games or you're out and about, it's going to be cloudy, low 44, winds northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, your local time now is 34 minutes after the hour, 9:34 Eastern Standard Time. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in to the I Got Something to Say radio show, I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. We also have D. Slate, Mr. Norfolk, and CK in the building, Anonymous Blue Studios here. And this is what we do each and every Monday, so thank you so very much. Now, and I digress. As promised, we were talking about a very, very special guest, one of my all-time R&B singers, producers, songwriters. That is right. I am talking about Eric Roberson. So my producer, D. Slate, is going to take the microphone and give him his authentic, his well-deserved homage. D. Slate, what you got for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, singer, songwriter, and producer Eric Roberson continues to break boundaries in an industry predominantly influenced by major record labels, manufactured sounds, and mainstream radio. His countless achievements as an independent artist has established him as a leader in which he has been able to reach levels of great success once never imaginable by an unsigned artist. Eric has truly created a path of success of his own to follow. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm I Got Something to Say radio show welcome to the one and only Mr. Eric Roberson.
Woo! Hey, thank you, man. That was what an amazing introduction.
Yeah, you deserve it. You deserve it. Trust
wow.
me, you deserve it.
I'm good right there, man. I can't. You can't go anywhere but up. You know that kind of introduction.
Yes. What better introduction for a very, very talented guy? How are you doing on this evening, Eric Roberson? How are you?
You know, I'm very fortunate and very blessed. I could not complain.
Wow, this is truly like a dream come true to be speaking with you, to have you on the show. Once again, thank you so very much for taking time out your busy schedule to give the listening audience, your fans, what they want, and that is to hear from you, upcoming projects, current projects and running, past projects,
yeah.
Things of that nature. We're going to definitely get it in with our co-hosts. Just kind of just talk with you for a bit, if that's okay.
Not a problem.
Absolutely.
At all.
Yes. Well, I wanted to say I'm ecstatic. You know, you spoke with our producer, D. Slate, and we're often given a guest list in terms of who we will want to have on the show. And by all means, hands down, I always said Eric Roberson. So, you know, D. Slate worked very hard in making that happen. So I'm just ecstatic. When I want to say I'm a fan, I am truly a fan, and I definitely want to say, by all means, the music fan first is my all-time favorite.
Oh, music fan first. That means a lot. That means a lot.
Oh,
that was a good turning point for me with that album, too. That was, I mean, I named it music fan first for a reason. You know, it was the album that helped me really understand the position I was in, you know?
Wow. I am telling you, you have so many phenomenal hits up there. And two of my all-time favorites, Eric, I would probably say, is She. I mean, just the instrumentation, the direction of the song, the lyrics. I mean, it's just really heartfelt. And then also the other song, Couldn't Hear Over the Music. I don't know if that's the proper
title
for that.
Yeah, Couldn't Hear.
Oh, my goodness.
It's either Couldn't Hear, there's two songs, it's Couldn't Hear Her and it's Couldn't Hear Me. Couldn't Hear Me is the older one that probably most people know about and stuff. But both of them are special, so they're both very, very true songs, you know, autobiographical.
Oh, wow. I mean, that is just epic and timeless, and just the paramount of the severity of the song is just, is just wonderful. It definitely soothes and speaks to my soul. We're definitely going to get it in, but let me introduce you to our other co-hosts. As once again, I am Miss Fabulous, the creator and the hostess with the mostest of the I Got Something to Say radio show. And then we spoke with Mr. D. Slayton, who is the CEO, founder of the D Hour Show Radio Network. We also have Mr. Norfolk in the building. He is one of our correspondents that does the news for us. And also he is a wonderful photographer artist as well. And then we also have CK, who is an author and our social media light and does a lot of different things for the station as well. So we want to welcome you collectively. And then individually, we have some things that we would like to ask. So we're going to pass the mic around in the Anonymous Blue Studio, and then I'm going to get back and kind of give a start of your humble beginnings and how did you get started in the industry and, you know, where are you going from there. But I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic over to CK. CK, introduce yourself once again. We have Eric Roberson, the very talented, the very incomparable Eric Roberson in the building. What do you have to ask or comments or what have you?
Well, I just want to say, Eric, I'm a very big fan of yours. When I found out that you were coming on, I went crazy. I'm like, and I ran and called everybody. I was telling them, like, everyone was going to be on, on the show. I'm like, I was going static. I love your music.
Thank you.
I was, it's an honor to have you here. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
My favorite song is She. How Could She Do It? For You. It's so many that I can name, but by the time I get done the show, Bill, but my first question, I'm going to give one question because I got to pass this around to everybody, but where does your inspiration come from when you write music?
Well, you know, it's a great question. You know, for me, a long time ago, I made a decision that I was going to write about my personal life, you know, and that may seem something to be kind of easy, but I know a lot of us struggle with that, and I at one point, you know, early on in my career, before I was even doing albums, I said, you know, if I really want to become a writer, nothing is off limits, and that's what started, but then just observing the world, man, you know, now I've written so many songs about my own heartbreaks, my own love, and stuff like that, but, you know, I talk with a lot of my friends, and I'm just observing. If you look around you, there's love and pain, ugliness and beauty surrounding you all the time. So there's really no reason to not find inspiration, you know. You know, somebody's falling in love next to you, somebody's breaking up right next to you all the time. So there's always different tactics, man. I've watched movies and just muted the sound and just wrote what I thought they were saying, you know. So it comes from different places, but it really starts with me first, you know. I'm still writing about, you know, the little heartbreak I had in fourth grade.
I know how we can make that better, Eric. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry, my Tourette's. I'm telling, I have to contain that. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very, very handsome, very comparable, very talented singer, producer, songwriter in the building on the I Got Something to Say show. I'm talking about no other than Eric Roberson is in the building. Once again, if you want to get in and speak with Eric Roberson, the number is 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. I'm going to definitely pass the mic over once again here in the Anonymous Blue Studios to one of your other biggest fans, and that is speaking about Mr. Norfolk. We have Eric Roberson in the building. What you got for him on this evening?
What's up, my man?
As
you said, you know, I'm a photographer, and I happen to have a couple pictures of you in the Time Lounge here in Norfolk with a couple of ladies, a couple of fans. But this is what I want to say. You remember how when you were on stage and you grabbed that girl's cell phone and you and you sing to it and then you kiss it, right? Then I wonder how many women done lost their boyfriend because they were stumbling through their phone and he ran into that Eric Roberson, you know what I mean? that Eric Roberson video where he kissed the phone while he's singing on stage to him. And like, yo, who is this? You know what I mean? So,
Well, luckily we haven't had any, you know, R&B beefs or nothing like that, stuff. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of people come as couples, man, you know, and it's all in fun, it's all joking. So it's not like we, you know, taking snapshots. If the boyfriend takes a look at it for a second, he'll realize it's no harm, no foul. But, you know, it really started, I'm trying to think what city it started in, but, you know, one day I did a show, and it just seemed like I didn't see any faces. All I saw was cameras in front of me. And, you know, just playing fun about grabbing the cameras, man. And it was such a monumental moment that so whenever I could grab a camera, I'm real loose with the show anyway. Anything I could do,
yeah.
I'm always down to try it. So if somebody got a camera in front of me, I might just grab it, you know, and have a good time with it.
Hey, yo, I can definitely say you left a lasting impression on her, you know what I'm saying? But while everybody's talking about their favorite songs, I'm going to go with Howard Girls, you know what I'm saying, from Music Fan First, you know what I'm saying? That's
got
my choice.
Okay. Mr. Norfolk, go with Howard Girls. Okay. I think that's...
Wow. Well, you all have some shared memories as you go down memory lane, and definitely here in the Hampton Roads area, you know, we definitely love you. We're fans. So I'm hoping that, you know, 2013, that you were making some accommodations to come back through this way and spread out throughout the United States, because, again, you have a huge fan base. I, too, once I told people that you were going to be on the show, they were ecstatic. A lot of my underground poets and artists, you know, they were like, oh, my God, Eric Robinson. So, you know, that says a lot, and it's a testament to who you are and your talent and your contribution. So, again, thank you for that. So what I'm going to do before I get into my spew, because I have a couple of things that I want to, you know, put out there and just kind of, you know, pick your brain about the ingenious, you know, Eric Robinson. Generally, I go through a catalog of music. I like everything from ABBA to ZZ Top. And before I pass the mic over to D. Slate, I want to say some of the names that are synonymous. When I think of Eric Robinson, you know, I put you in a category with, you know, Robert Glasper, Jazz Fat Nasties, Zap Mama, you know, Ryan Leslie, you know, Fat Burger, you know, that type of genre, you know, not in terms of gender, but I mean in terms of the thoughtness of the music and how well it's put together and the eclectivity of the music and the creativity of the music and just being so complex but yet abstract. And I just wanted to say, brother, thank you. I mean, you're just so deep. That she, and I'm going to pass the mic, I promise, but, you know, that she was very, very heartfelt. I lost my aunt around the same time that they came out, and I was on a playlist for Pandora, and, you know, she was near and dear to my heart like a second mom, you know, because I'm from Boston. And let me tell you, just the words in that song, I just played it over and over and over. I actually purchased two copies of the CD and, you know, put it on my playlist because it just kind of helped me to get through that moment, talking about she not being present, but in the spiritual form. That's a deep song, brother, I'm telling you. So it was just... It all depends on which way you look at it, from the dynamics of a relationship, man, woman, or it can be an absent, you know, absentee female, not present any longer, but in the spiritual realm. So just thank you. That song really, really helped me get through, you know, the loss of my auntie. So I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. You know, I learned through my travels and talking with a lot of people that, you know, people are going to get a lot of different things out of it. And that's the beautiful thing about art is, you know, we kind of started, but how it's responded to, what you guys make of it is what makes it art, you know. So, you know, that's the biggest compliment I could have is when someone says, you know, a song, you know, helped them heal or helped them grow. And I grow from them just as well. I learn just as much as anybody else from my own songs, you know. And I understand that I'm just really a messenger. God is the one who really wrote the song, man. I'm just really the messenger that passes them on from, you know, just translating it onto musical form.
Yes, yes. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, this is Eric Robinson that we're speaking with. And once again, I'm going to get off the Shia and pass the mic, I promise you. But just the I am pentameter of the song, and it's almost like a pulse, you know. And I wish that we were able to play it tonight, but we're going to put it in rotation because I know there's other songs that you want to disseminate to our listening audience. But she, once again, I think Chris CK mentioned it, and possibly some other people that will call in and let us know your favorite Eric Robinson song. So without further ado, I'm going to pass the mic over to our incomparable producer of the I Got Something to Say, but founder of the D Hour Show Radio Network, D Slate. What do you have for our very, very special guest, Eric Robinson, on this evening?
Well, first and foremost, Eric, I definitely want to say, man, it's an absolute honor and a pleasure, bro, to have you on the show. I want to say that, you know, the first thing I want to say is, you know, Eric, I did the same thing, you know, with the cell phone on stage. You know, I took a sister phone and, you know, I did the same thing. And unfortunately, Sprint AT&T is still looking for me. To this day, they're still looking for me. So it didn't really work out for me. But you know what? That was smooth. I thought that was really smooth the way you did it. But unfortunately, it didn't work out for me. And Sprint and AT&T still looking for me. But it's all good. You know, it's all good.
You ain't supposed to call Africa when you do it. You got, you know, it's just it's be real innocent. It's supposed to be real, real innocent, man. You know.
I think it probably would have worked out better for me if it was a prepaid phone, but it's good though. It's all good though. You know, I ain't tripping. You know, I want to say this, Eric. You know, yeah, I want to say this. As a very successful independent artist, you know, we had Music Soul Child on the show, and you know, he made a point to me, and he said, you know what, the neo soul artists, you know, like us, you know, we don't get the type of recognition that mainstream artists get. He said, but the crazy thing about it, that really don't matter to us. He says, what it's all about is, you know, being able to captivate the audience and being able to make them love music, you know, like we used to love music back in the day. He says, and just giving them the type of music that they really want to hear. He said, that's what it's all about for us. He said, you know, the industry is very different now when it comes to music and different things like that. And I wholeheartedly agree. With the way music is today, neo-soul artists and independent artists like yourself, you know, in music and Rashawn Patterson and a lot of the other artists don't get the type of recognition that you guys should be getting like mainstream artists. But you guys produce some of the most incredible music. But the way you know, independent artists and neo-soul artists are perceived, by the industry and the way mainstream artists are perceived. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, music is kind of on a crutch right now. Music is on crutches right now. And, you know, we're not really getting the kind of music that a lot of people used to love listening to. So people tend to stray away from listening to a lot of mainstream radio stations with some of the things that they're playing because a lot of the artists sound the same. But, you know, my thing is your take on, you know, the way music is being perceived now, especially independent artists and neo-soul artists like yourself.
Well, the one thing is I wholeheartedly agree with everything music said. And, you know, I knew music for a long time, man. I remember him showing up in the studio for the first time at Touch of Jazz, and just an honor to not only work with him, but, you know, watch him sell millions of records and become, you know, his dreams come true pretty much, you know, right before all of our eyes. But, you know, even back then, you know, the foundation we stood on was that we were fans at first. You know, we loved music. If we weren't playing it, if we weren't writing, we were listening to it, you know. And to a degree, it has dropped down some. You always have these periods, you know, these real good periods of music, and it drops down. But what one thing that's different right now is that you kind of have to look for the music now, you know. You have to hunt a little bit more for it. It's a different day of technology now, and just the technology alone is going to change music. We have a strong amount of a healthy independent side now, where
right.
I don't know if we've ever really had that before. What I will tell you is that, and as being in this business for as long as I've been in, and before I was an artist, I was a songwriter. I can't tell you how many incredible albums were made and never came out.
Wow,
so many. So many. When I was signed to Warner Brothers 20 years ago, when I signed, I said, you know, can I listen to all this music you have on the wall? And the music that I heard, a lot of that stuff never came out, and, you know, or records that we worked on. And amazing, amazing artists that got signed and
did incredible work and for some reason never came out. And just just imagine if D'Angelo never came out. Imagine if he recorded Brown Sugar and it was never heard. Or Erykah Badu's, what was her first album called? Baduism, right, yeah. So imagine if that album never came out or Jill's first album. You know, just think if these artists were never heard, all the music they'd be missing, all the good times they'd be missing. So one thing is that we now have an outlet that, hey, you know, whether you sat on, you know, whether you didn't get signed or if you're somebody like Frank Ocean, for example, who signed and the label's not doing anything, this guy just released a mixtape, you know, and it blew up and it created his career. You know, it created the guy's career. So there's a lot more opportunities. I just think that the average fan just has to work a little bit harder to find it. And we're looking for them to, you know, but it's not going to tap them on the shoulder like it used to. And at the same time, it's not as communicative. We used to always go to the record stores together or people come over your house and it'll be this, you know, hey, did you ever hear the Tribe Called Quest? What is that? That's crazy. You know, now it's kind of, you know, because of iPods and the advancement of headphones and stuff like that, people more internally do it by themselves now. A kid is now discovering this song, and he's holding it now. You know, he's holding it. And I run across so many fans that say, oh, I've been following for so long. I want you to blow up, but I don't want you to blow up. You know, I don't want anybody else to know about you. I want to, you know. And the one part that's good about it is that we're able to make a living, man. You know, I'm able to still be me. I'm able to be a father to my kids and walk the streets without getting tackled or paparazzi following me. But I'm able to make the music I love to do and travel the world playing it.
Well, you know, being a successful independent artist yourself, you know, for all those independent artists that are listening right now and, you know, just trying to make their way and striving and make their dreams come true for music and just be in this industry, you know, what advice do you give them?
You know, the first thing is, you know, if you're not going 100%, don't complain. You know, practice your craft till it's pretty much invisible, you know, for the most part. You know, we have opportunity, we can release albums completely. But it doesn't mean that you got to make sure that you're prepared to release the album, that you know the business, you know, as much as you can possibly learn to be prepared for it. And another part I would just say is that, you know, the most important word in the entire music business, not just from an independent side, but just in general, is the word completion. So you got to really follow through with that. If you're an independent artist, you still have deadlines, you still have timelines, you still have completion, you know, from a business end, you know, communicating with the counterparts, the engineers or the songwriters, or make sure that you finish that song, or make sure you finish that session. Those who really win in this business are those who really understand that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, that's some very good, yes, that's some very good information that you gave out, Eric, because, you know, there are a lot of aspiring artists, a lot of underground indie artists who are trying to break mainstream, and they feel as if it's going to be an overnight sensation, and there is no progress without struggle, you know.
Right.
And the other thing is that you have a long-lasting career. My whole thing is if you're able to play Vegas in 5-10 years, you know, or 10-15 years, that makes that you're more than just a trending artist or, you know, a hash mark artist. Basically, you have raw talent, so therefore you're going to be around for a while. So people negate to realize that you're not just coming out. You have a longevity of a career. Have you had how many albums that's already surfaced?
We have 8 albums total.
Absolutely.
Point.
Yes, absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, 8 albums. So, you know, it's not easy work. It takes dedication. And what I also want to say to you, Eric, or more so of a question format, a lot of artists have more success traveling abroad, international audience and demographics. Have you found that being overseas or being here domestically have served you justice or a combination of both? What are your thoughts?
Oh, very much so. I mean, you know, I have a very strong fan base here, but you know, I'm in Europe all the time. I actually just did my first tour of Africa, in South Africa with me and my band, and I go to Japan about every other year. And, it's definitely, I mean, I probably wouldn't be able to sustain the full career if it wasn't for the other countries. And the main thing, I think, just the energy is different there. I really, you know, I feel that it's not as political there, music-wise. So, you know, radio stations will be quicker to play your music. Magazines will be quicker to do interviews. And at the same time, you know, the funny thing I'll say, like, if you take a London crowd, there'll be a 6'5" black guy, you know, standing in the front row singing and dancing the whole show. And, you know, there may be a 6'5" guy at you know, in Norfolk who would want to get up, but he's just too cool to do it. He'll come to me afterwards, but, yo, man, I love the show, man. I'm a big fan. But he's not going to be, like, you know, screaming at the top of his lungs. And that's probably the main difference. You know, I'd say the female fan is probably about the same, but the male fan there is very vocal about how much they love their music. And even when I was in South Africa, I met some of the fans. What they wanted to say was, "What are you playing? Play me something." Like, you know, like, pull your iPhone out right now and play something that you listen to. Like, they this way, huge music fans all across the board.
Wow. So, I mean, basically just the love and different appreciation for music as a whole, not any one specific, you know, genre. Because here they would say, okay, you know, Eric Robeson, and I actually want you to fill in the blanks. Eric Robeson is considered to be a Blake type of artist. How would you categorize, or even if you could?
Oh, man. A screw the rules type artist, you know.
nice.
You know, I mean,
like
I'll probably say that, you know, the foundation of music I do is soul music, but, you know, I'm a hip hop fan, I'm a gospel fan, you know, I'm a fan of all different forms of music. If you look at my iPod or just turn on my truck right now, you know, you're probably not going to hear soul right now. It's probably going to be something else, maybe rock and roll music. So I really play and create whatever's on my heart. You know, for the longest I've called it honest music. But I don't know if I'm an honest music artist. I just honestly do what I feel. And the same way I honestly play what I feel. And that goes back from, you know, the records my father was bringing home. He was bringing home Billy Joel as much as he was bringing home Stevie Wonder. I remember him bringing home Curtis Mayfield and Curtis Blow. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. That's kind of how I'm, you know, playing music for my kids and stuff. You know, one day we'll play Ben Folds 5, and the next day we're playing George Duke, you know, and the next day we're playing Jay Dilla, you know what I mean? So it means a lot, man. But for me, when I sit down and create music, it's not really worried about titles. I understand as a business that things have to be titled for it to be marketed well. I feel that Neo Soul had to be labeled that. When Jill and Erica and Maxwell and D'Angelo were coming out, do I really claim that title? I don't necessarily need it, but I understand it. You know, I don't fight it.
That's very interesting that you said that, because, again, you know, along with everything else, even from holidays, we have a tendency to, you know, categorize many things, or put them in a hodgepodge, or, you know, put them in some type of, you know, GS-14 government, you know, status. So it is very imperative to be, you know, an artist and just have it in all caps. And don't put any type of title or, you know, surroundings on that. You know, you do music, you know.
Right.
And I think music made reference to that as well. I am an artist, and whatever type of music, however I'm feeling, you know. So that's what I would probably go along to say, you know, being a true fan of yours, Eric Robeson, you know, that, you know, I think you probably live by that type of standard too. You go by emotion, and you do the music for the people, and you're not trying to be categorized in one particular genre, because, again, when you do that, you lose the motivation. You know, so
right.
I really appreciate that wholeheartedly. I do, not even just to sell an album. You do music because there's compassion behind that, man. You know, so I'm telling you, I have even a newfound respect for you.
Well, you know, I like how you said that you never know what's playing in your iPod or you get in the car, you never know, you know, what you're listening to in the car. So if I was like, yo, E, let's roll to the store, and then we get in the car, you turn it on, Garth Brooks would be bumping, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate Garth Brooks. You know what I mean? I definitely got a CD or two of Garth.
Mm-hmm.
And then country music got some beautiful lines, man, and some great singers.
See, there it
know.
Is, people.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you that you can find great music in almost every genre. It'd be hard for me to pick a music form that I can't appreciate. I can't at least find something. I mean, that's even in like, the most ratchet of ignorant hip-hop. I still can understand it. I still can understand the energy.
Wow, he went came out of it. He said ratchet.
Somebody's feeling it. Somebody's drum machine really, really feeling it. I understand it. So sometimes, you know, some songs are meant to, you know, capture change and maybe embody the movement of the world. And some songs
mm-hmm.
are supposed to be, I'm drunk in the club. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I'm trying to spend my money. So it's like whatever story you're trying to tell, tell the story the best way you possibly can, man. And if you told it the best way you possibly can, I'm probably listening to it.
That's what I try to tell them.
I'm going to go back to something you said about the 6'5 dude. I can't see D. Slayton standing at the front of the joint yelling at the top of his lungs like, oh, you ever seen the men pass out at Michael Jackson concert? That's not a good look, man.
But you know what? You have to be that kind of artist though, because let's talk real. Michael Jackson is the only cat I know, man, that can go. I don't not well, maybe United States as well, but Michael Jackson the only cat I know, man, that can have grown men screaming for him at his concert. Because you can best believe, ain't no grown men screaming for Usher, ain't no grown men screaming for Trey Songz, but you can be damn sure grown men are screaming at the top of their lungs for Michael Jackson.
Yeah, let me say this. For my bachelor party, my boys took me to a Stevie Wonder concert, and I was screaming at the top of my lungs. At the top of my lungs, and then, so, you know, hey man, I'm a fan, man. You know what I mean? So, I understand. When I see it, I understand it. You know what I'm saying? It's not, by no means am I judging anything.
That's real.
But, you know, but at the same time, you know, say if I'm in. You know, I'm in Texas or somewhere. A lot of times a girl will come up and I'm like, okay, and I'm signing her CD. And she's like, no, don't write my name. Write it to Javon. I'm like, where's Javon at? He over by the bar. He ain't want to come over here. Like, you know, he'd be a huge fan, but he'll send his girl to come sign the CD, you know. So that's cool. That's what we do in America. You know what I mean? It's cool. It is what it is.
But you know what? The thing that's very interesting, Eric, because, see, music has no color. Music really wears sunshades at night, you know, not just
right.
like Corey Hart, but it wears sunshades at night. So it really shouldn't have a specific genre or color or, you know, a political affiliation or whatever. Music is music, you know. And
right.
young people say, no homo. If you want to be 6'9" and get up there and get your party on, get your groove on, get your hot boys, hey, let's get it going. Because, again, music is, you know, contingent upon an emotion. So, you know, I think that's what sets aside Americans from, you know, our European constituents as well as our brothers and sisters abroad, because they just don't care. They get into it because they have a passion for it or compassion
right.
for it. But we're
right.
afraid
well, you
to
know,
see looking who the other person is going to think about us. So, you know.
Well, you know, PJ, we do have some callers on the line, I think, that we'll probably like to ask Eric a question.
Wonderful. Yes. And before we entertain the callers, I do want to say something about our people on Facebook, social media. We have a filmmaker, African-American filmmaker, who is dynamic in Virginia, Tamika M. Winborn. When she learned that you were on the show, she was ecstatic. So we probably need to talk about seeing how we can incorporate, and I'm saying we, not in French, but we can incorporate maybe some of your music or what have you in the upcoming films for 2013.
Yeah.
We're gonna
I would
be
love
going
that.
Film festivals, yeah. So we'll talk offline about that. Maybe that's her on the line, but she is a huge, huge fan of yours. All right, D. Slay, let's see if take some calls. All right, absolutely.
No doubt. Let's go to the lines right now.
All right.
Area code 646-410. You're on the I Got Something to Say show with Eric Roberson. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your, you're on the I Got Something to Say show with Eric Roberson. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Don't get shot now, baby.
Yeah.
Say something. That's hot.
All right, Roland.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, well, we're talking
All right, let's go to the next caller. Caller, you are on with on the I Got Something to Say radio show with Eric Roberson. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Okay, where are the cameras?
Okay, people are getting to speak up. It's all right. Maybe some people got gum in their mouth. Area code 757. Area code 757-471. You're on the I Got Something to Say radio show with Eric Roberson. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Charles Farmer. I'm calling from Virginia Beach. How you doing?
Charles, how you doing, bro?
Hello?
Yeah, Charles, how you doing? Thanks so much for calling in, bro. You got a question for Eric?
Yes, absolutely. First, I wanted to say that, you know, one of my favorite songs is Still and Pave a New Road. I really think that there are some really, really good songs. My question is, when I noticed that your music kind of tells a story, do you, you know, not so much like other songs, but they kind of have a complete story to it with a beginning and an end. Do you actually write that way, or do it just happen to come out that way?
I think it's kind of, I don't necessarily want to say I write that way, but I do keep in mind while going through that that I want to end it with some kind of finish. You know, like if you listen to A Tale of Two, or even Still, perfect example, has some kind of finish to it. But that's just being a fan of stories, you know, songwriters that were very good at stories. When you look at Bob Dylan or even Slick Rick, perfect example, you know, was very good at that. And, but I'll tell you that about that album that you mentioned right there, that was the Music Fan first album. You know, around that time, I actually stopped, like, writing lyrics down in the studio. And I kind of, I have a real weird process of recording now. It's not kind of like Jay-Z and Biggie where they kind of just write all the stuff in their head. But I pretty much rather just be in character. And I'm amazed just much how it works out sometimes and how the story finishes out. But now I've trained and worked so hard at writing a song that now I just kind of chase the inspiration now. So when the inspiration comes, I kind of know what, I just need to know what I need to say. And then I can put it into song form.
Right. Well, thank you so much. And, I really love your music.
Appreciate it.
I'm inspired by it as well. Actually, I'm a film writer, I just love listening to your music, so thanks a lot.
Oh, man.
Hey, Charles.
Thank you.
Yes, Charles, don't go anywhere. Charles Farmer is a filmmaker, extraordinaire producer, director, and I just thank you for calling in, Charles, and supporting me all the time. And I'm also going to be doing some things with Charles and his wife. They have a wonderful film that is circulating. They're going to be going, you know, throughout the United States, and this film is just like beyond the scope of, it really needs to be silver screen as we speak.
Right.
And when I spoke earlier about the other young lady filmmaker, I have two favorite filmmakers. Charles Farmer is beyond his time, and definitely I'm sure he would probably be interested in knowing how we can incorporate some of your music. I'm going to be working
on
a film with Charles in 2013, so definitely we would be honored, Eric, to incorporate some of your music in the upcoming films that we're
cool.
going to be working on together and independently.
Cool. And Charles, what's the name of the film that she mentioned before that she already did?
My film is called Incomplete, and it's a film about a woman who feels that she's incomplete because she doesn't have a child. But I don't really want to take up your time because I know there's so many fans here that wants to speak to you about what you got going on. I'm sure they are. Great fans, big fans of yours as well.
I appreciate it. I'll definitely check out Incomplete, man. I look forward.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and thank you, Charles, for being so supportive. We're definitely making that connection with Mr. Robinson, Roberson. Oh, my goodness. With Eric Roberson, we'll make that connection.
Absolutely. That'd be wonderful.
Well, Charles, thanks so much for calling in, bro. We appreciate the support.
No doubt, no doubt. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, let's go to the next one, PJ.
All right.
Area code 678-907. You're on the I Got Something to Say radio show with Eric Roberson. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is V Chandler, and I'm calling from Atlanta. And I just want to let Eric know, man, I first found out about you, I was watching BET, I don't know, six, seven years ago, and you were doing Right Back to You. You did it with just a guitar. I copped your whole catalog that night.
Wow.
I mean, what I love about you, bro, I'm one of them dudes that doesn't have a problem telling people that I appreciate why I appreciate you. You make grown man music as opposed to just porn and B. That's what I call the porn and B music, you know. and I guess
I like that.
Yeah, and I love how you interact with your fans. I mean, I've seen you a couple of times at Atlanta. You were at down at the Underground. Me and my wife met you. I mean, just real good brother. Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I just want to tell you I love what you do, and I could tell that you love hip hop because man, one of the dopest cadences I've ever heard in a song is on the Tale of Two. How you spit those bars is like you were doing hip hop, but you were really singing, man. So I could tell that. I'm a Hero fan and I'm a Layla holic, man. The song with you and Layla, whew, ridiculous. So, man, just keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Well, I'm a huge Layla Hathaway fan as well. And you know, one of the fortunate things about being in this business is, you know, I'll tell you that the first time in history I remember being starstruck was when I met Layla when I was 19, and I was just newly signed to Warner Bros. I almost couldn't even complete a sentence. And to think now that, you know, we're friends and that we have collaborated on records and we're actually doing a show together on Thursday. And Thursday and Friday, me, her, Robert Glasper, and Sophie from Main Condition are doing a Stevie Wonder in New York. So that's that's going to be phenomenal, you know. But she's literally, you know, one of the best vocalists I've ever heard and that we've ever come across. And it's an honor to know her and work with, you know. So I'm glad he's a Layla holic. I mean, you know, that's and she had that crew first. So I must say that I definitely borrowed from watching that strong foundation of fans that she has. The one good thing about being an independent artist is that you have the opportunity to earn each fan, and it's not a quick fan. Those fans are going to come with you and ride with you for a long, long time, and I'm really appreciative of that.
Two other things, man. Whenever I sit down, I throw in that what's the song on your Mr. Nice Guy? In the morning when I wake up.
Come with me.
Come with me. That's my joint, man. And last thing, you still rocking with Fred the gospel album?
Oh, UT. Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm actually recording a gospel album with Fred Hammond, Dave Hollister from Blackstreet, and another amazing artist named Brian Courtney Wilson.
Yes,
we're recording an album right now.
It is
phenomenal, some amazing music. I tell everybody, my three main inspirations to do music was A Tribe Called Quest, Stevie Wonder, and Commission, which was a gospel group out of Detroit, and Fred Hammond was a member of Commission. So not only to know Fred, but for Fred to call me one day and say, hey, man, I want to form a group, you know, and do this group project real quick, man, would you be down? I'd even have you just play the piccolo in the background, you know what I mean? so that, you know, for him to actually have vocals in it, for him to tell me, you know, Brian Courtney Wilson, who I'm already a good friend with, and then to tell me Dave Hollister, who I was a huge fan of, you know, I'm like a kid in a candy store, tremendously. But it's really an amazing project. And also to the caller, one quick thing also, that song that you mentioned, Come With Me, that song was done with this amazing group called The Ones. If you love soul music, you have to find these guys. And they don't have much music out right now, but they're recording. And they write songs unlike anybody I know. And to say that song that you mentioned, that is the first song out of 8 albums that I've ever done of somebody else. I didn't write one lick of that song. And that was the first time I ever used somebody else's song on one of my albums, and that should show how much I appreciate their writing.
But it's wow. heartfelt, man. And Eric,
for
the
sure.
fact that a brother like Fred will reach out to you, let you know, man, that you're a real genuine dude, man, and good things gonna keep coming your way, man. I just appreciate what you do.
I appreciate
right.
you for that time, man. Thank you.
All right.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in, bro. We appreciate the support.
Okay, no problem.
Well, E, I want to say that we definitely know that you like Stevie because you almost got laryngitis one time seeing him, so we know you like Stevie.
I sure did.
You know, I want to say this too, Eric. You know, we normally get callers and we get a lot of interaction on the show, but this has been the most. I mean, as they say, you are doing the most because, you know, that shows, again, a testament to you and your fan base. So, wow, a lot of people are very responsive to you being on the show. And, again,
well,
we can't thank you enough.
Well, PJ, you're absolutely right about that because me and CK was just joking about this, but the chat room is looking insane right now.
Yes, it is.
Really?
We have one person that's really a true Eric Robinson fan. She wanted him to come to Tennessee. She wanted to talk to him. She said that. Let's see, what did she say? Leslie Moore said. She said she wants you to know that she loves you. She loves your music. You're such a nice person. She said she had the pleasure of meeting you in Atlanta, along with Algebra. She loves the sincerity and the love you have for fans.
Well, tell Leslie I appreciate it. So I'll be in Tennessee soon enough, definitely. So I hope she comes and catches that show. And I'll tell you before, you know, my career kind of started in chat lines and stuff like that. Before there was really a Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all this stuff like that, you know, there was a forum called 24/7, I think it's called 3247 Soul or something like that, and someone told me that people were talking about me on there. And the people on that forum challenged me to do more music, and that was really how my solo career started. You know,
oh, wow. Okay.
Doing music for that one forum, for however how many people that was. And it really went out of control after that, man. And I said, let me take this a little more serious, and you know, try to you know, see where it goes. And here we are.
Well, you know, this is something else because I'm sorry that the chat rooms are going ballistic. Quinn Grinley, she said that her favorite song by you is "Where Do We Go From Here," which you were just speaking about with Leila Hathaway. Just the list just goes on and on. I foresee in the future, I'm no fortune teller or anything like that, or a 1-800, you know, psychic or anything, but I foresee us having a part two to Eric Roberson and possibly being in some of our movies and, you know, doing some other collaboratory work because you are off the chain like a broken necklace. I'm telling you, people just love you,
that,
Eric Roberson.
Well, if you see any of my albums, you know, I love to collaborate and before I was an artist, you know, I was writing songs for soundtracks and things of that nature. So I'm very much into that, man. And, you know, even when I go to a dance concert, like a lot of my friends went to college or in dance companies, and when the lights come back on, my program will just be full of words. I've been writing, like, lyrics on the program, you know, through the whole time. Just watching two dancers move, I'll see a song. Or watching a movie, I'll see a song. And then I'm honored to have the opportunity to do that, man. So, you know, I look forward to that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Well,
go ahead, D. Slate.
Well, Eric, I want to ask, have you, I'm in Arizona, this is D. Slate, have you performed in Arizona?
It's been a while, but I've done about two or three shows in Arizona. It has been incredibly hot the times that I have been there. But it's been some great crowds, man. It's always great to show up a place where you don't think there's a lot of black people, and a lot of black people show up. You're like, oh, hey, y'all are here, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Arizona's cool, man, and a lot of my musical heroes who I recently met. I know Gerald Albright lives in Arizona, as well as George Benson lives in Arizona too. So I know it must be something in the air over there, man, that's creating some great music.
That's real. I know they got a big, huge Arizona Jazz Festival coming up next year, but I know if my girl Sweetlox is listening, I know that I do have a connection out here because I know I've spoken to a few artists like yourself who talked about wanting to perform out here. So I definitely have a really good connection if you would definitely like to get back out here again.
Definitely. It's funny. I just saw the lineup for the Arizona Jazz Fest with.
Oh, it's huge, bro. It's huge.
It's huge. I definitely need to be on that too. But I'll take the Connect as well, man. You know, we stay on the road and we love to connect the dots, especially when we come more towards the West Coast.
That's real. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, hey, we want to do. Yes. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Can we talk about Arrow Road? Can we talk about what the people he's written for?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We'll do that real quick. And what I wanted to do, Mr. Norfolk, is expound upon, since we're getting such an overwhelming response, I actually wanted to play a couple of, you know, Eric songs. So for those listening audience who are somewhat familiar or they're kind of like on the fence of becoming a fan because we spoke so highly, and, you know, we don't get cool points or any type of kickbacks. You know, we are true fans. We're up on this. We're true fans of Eric Robeson, and obviously everyone in the chat rooms and across the land are too, because, again, this show is getting overwhelming response with the love and just the gratitude. So go ahead and respond to that. Ask Eric that question, and then we're going to go ahead and take a quick music break to go ahead and get a couple of Eric's songs in, if you don't mind, Eric, and then we'll bring you back to close up. But go ahead and ask your question, Al.
Well, I'm sitting here with, you know, just a list of artists that you've actually wrote for, and it's a little CD called Arrow Road. It just has a compilation of the actual songs that you've written for other artists. Would you like to, you know, talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, I've been in the business for over 20 years, and a lot of it is just trying to survive in the music business. One, if I was in the office, I was writing songs for other people, and had a great career, and still write for other artists as well. But you know, a lot of the placements that I've had were my friends, you know, just the same way I saw music walk into the studio at Touch of Jazz for the first time. I remember when Jill Scott walked in, and I remember all of us just falling in love with her, man, and just, you know, just watching her develop and being fortunate to write songs with her and to sing with her. You know, I worked with Lenny Kravitz, Gerald LaVert, Will Smith, Will Downey, 112, oh, man, it's such an amazing list. Charlie Wilson, the incredible, amazing Charlie Wilson. You know, just so many people, man, and I've learned from a lot of them. Vivian Green, you know, my little sister.
Carl Thomas,
man. Yeah. Oh, my boy. Now, Thomas, my homies, my boy Dwelle, my boy Carl Thomas, you know. You know, people,
Kenny,
you know, and I will tell you, every artist, Kenny Lattimore, Shantae Moore, of course, as well, I would have bought those albums whether I was on them or not. You know, I'm big fans of each and every one of them. So I've been very fortunate to work with a lot of people that I'm already fans of or that I really believe in their projects.
That's real.
Absolutely. And before we get into some of your music, Eric, I know you mentioned something about Robert Glasper. I'm a huge fan. When you say Black Radio, what, and some of those same various artists such as Layla Hathaway and, you know, a couple of other people are featured on that album, and a lot of his other work. I would love to see some more collaborations with a person like, you know, a Robert Glasper and yourself and,
yeah,
you know, a couple of the other artists that I've mentioned, like, you know, the Jazz Fast Nasties. I haven't seen them in a while or heard from them, Les Nubians. You know, just really artists that are emerging but yet eclectivity, but at the same time, you know, a lot of people are not familiar with their work. So a lot of people know the Eric Robesons, but I would like to see some of the indie underground artists come out and kind of, you know, work with some of the more sculpture artists such as yourself. But
right,
what I'd like to do at this particular time, before we start wrapping up with you, because, again, we will keep you here in the studio for, like, ever, because you're so awesome. But we want to go ahead and introduce the songs that our producer, D. Slick, has and kind of give the people a little taste of Eric Robeson and what they're missing. So I'm not sure if it's from your one of your 8 albums or if it's something that's forthcoming. What do you have, D. Slate, of Eric Robeson? And then if you could just introduce your songs, what D. Slate has.
Sure.
Absolutely. Tonight we got you know, which is actually I gotta say, Eric, I'm loving this joint, man. You know, Lil Brother is one of my favorite hip hop groups. We got Picture Perfect with Fonte featuring Fonte.
We got
Dealing featuring Layla Hathaway.
Ooh.
Perfect.
Yes. So could you do me a favor, Eric, because this show is going to blow up on the archives, and again, we will have a part two. I mean, I have something to do with this, so yeah, we will have a part two of Eric Robeson. But could you say your name and say that you're on the I Got Something to Say show, and you know, go ahead and send us off the right way.
Cool. Hey, y'all, this is your boy Eric Robeson with my friends from I Got Something to Say Radio, and you are about to check out my song Picture Perfect off the album Mr. Nice Guy, as well as the song Dealing with my dear friend Layla Hathaway off my album Music Fan First.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it.
No doubt. Let's go right here on the I Got Something to Say Radio Show.
Girl, you are picture perfect vision in my eyes. Girl, you are picture perfect, a perfect vision. Yes, you are. I couldn't draw you better, baby.
crazy. You know, you make me like a different kind of dude, you know. You made me like jealous over things. I ain't really a jealous guy, but you know. Jealous of your jeans, girl, 'cause it can rub your long legs. Of your hat, girl, 'cause it can kiss your forehead. Jealous of your belt, girl, 'cause it can hug your waistline. Hug your waistline. Hug your waistline. Jealous of your dress, girl, 'cause it can rub your hips, yeah. Of your lipstick, can kiss your lips, yeah. Jealous of your shoes, girl, 'cause they can kiss your toes, yeah. Rub your toes, yeah. Kiss your toes, yeah. Jealous of your earrings, I wanna kiss your ears,
We are back live now in your local time. The time is now 40 minutes after the hour, 10:40 Eastern Standard Time, local time, in the Anonymous Blue Studios right now. Currently, the weather is rain showers developing by overnight hours, mostly cloudy with windy temperatures, steady in the low 60s. Tomorrow morning on the commute to school and to work, cloudy, high 53, winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. That weather was provided by the weather app on the national level, and it's in your Anonymous Blue Studios here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Before we went on that music break, the songs and the music that you heard to your ears, ladies and gentlemen, was no other than by Mr. Eric Robeson, singer, songwriter, producer. What song was that we kicked off the musical break with, D. Slade?
That was Picture Perfect, which featuring Fonte, and Dealing featuring Layla Hathaway.
Yes, yes. I thoroughly enjoyed those. It just made me feel, how can I say this, certain kind of way. It's real grown folks music that we play here on the IEYE. You know why? Because we have the optical illusion to your ear. We have vision. We're here, Miss Fabulous, yours truly, D. Slate, Mr. Norfolk, CK, and our very special guest, once again, singer, songwriter, producer, Eric Robeson, is in the building. How you feeling, Eric?
I'm doing great, man. Feeling great. How about yourself?
Doing well, thank you. I mean, I'm telling you, steadying fast and hanging out with us, and people are still calling in and chat rooming, and I'm telling you, we have to have a part two to this at some point, 2013 or sometime very soon. I mean, because really, true, Eric, this has been a phenomenal night. I mean, it's epic. It's like magical. People are still calling in. Going bonkers right now.
I do appreciate the love. I definitely appreciate the love.
Yes, absolutely. So I do want to say this before. We don't want to hold you hostage. You know, we didn't have anything to offer you in the Anonymous Blue Studios, or our apologies. But definitely, if you're a part of that Arizona Music Fest, or you come back through Virginia and perform, or, you know, within the other places in the United States, we're definitely going to look out for you, brother, because you've been looking out for us for years, 20-plus years, and providing us with wonderful music. So in return, we salute you, definitely.
I appreciate that.
What are your closing remarks, any upcoming projects, or how we can maintain, if you're interested in having Eric Robeson to be booked, how do we contact you? Just give us a little information regarding those things.
Well, you know, all information and contact, real easy to find on, of course, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram,
okay,
all those. But you can also go to the website, ericrobesonmusic.com. To get booking information, or just to get all the products are on there, all the CDs are on there. We'll soon actually have some new T-shirts up there as well for sale. And look out for the newest album. It's a year old now. It's called Mr. Nice Guy. And we're still releasing videos. We actually shot a video in London for a song called Shake Her Hand that we'll be putting out within the next month. And at the same time, recording an album, once again, with Fred Hammond, Dave Hollister, and Brian Courtney Wilson. The group is called UT, United Tenors, and that album will come out early next year as well. So just, you know, I'm very fortunate, very blessed, man. And when I'm not doing that, I'm changing diapers, and, you know, I got two little ones, and, you know, and keeping the household happy too, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Powerful dad, powerful artist. You know, I'm telling you, we can't get enough but to congratulate you, and also to definitely pay homage, because it's not too many people with long-standing careers such as yourself, and being able to just be real. I mean, you know, kicked it like us, with us, like, you know, you were a friend of the family, and you are a friend and a family now of the D Hour Show Radio Network, and I know that D Slate is going to expound upon what I'm stating right now, but definitely, this has just been so magical, and I hope, Eric, that you're able to come back on with us. And once again, you know, if you're a promoter, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, if you're a promoter or a playwright, are you interested in doing any plays, stage plays, Eric?
Yeah. I mean, I majored in musical theater, so I love doing theater. So I'm definitely always open to it as well.
Definitely. So, yeah, I may be contacting you off air regarding some of those ventures and opportunities as well. So, definitely. Do you have any last-minute closing remarks? Did we lose him, Eric?
Yeah, I'm still here. Oh, do I have any closing remarks? I'm sorry, I thought you said something else. No, you know, I just really appreciate the love and support, you know. The love and support and the love from the fans as well, man. You know, and I'm all about just matching the energy, man. So, you know, letting everybody know I appreciate it.
That's real.
Absolutely. And so we planned that. That was a little optical illusion just to make sure that you all were still with us, of course. So, you know, Eric, we just really, really thank you. And D-Slate, go ahead and give your lasting words so we can release Mr. Eric Robeson.
Well, Eric, first and foremost, I want to say one of your fans, Leslie in the chat room, said congratulations on your Soul Train Award.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And also, I just want to say, Eric, you know, bro, I want to say that first and foremost, man, as a very successful independent artist, I think the true blessing tonight, the real blessing tonight, is us getting an opportunity to converse with you like family. I think that's the true blessing tonight. And I truly do appreciate you, man, hanging out with us tonight. It was an absolute honor to get a chance to just, you know, sit down and talk with you and give the fans, a little bit of information about you and some of the things that you're doing and just your insight on music and everything that you're doing. It was definitely a blessing to do that and have you on with us. And as far as we're concerned at the D-Hour Network, you're no longer a guest, man. You're definitely family with us. And we're going to continue to keep supporting you and everything that you do, man. You have a key to the house now. Anytime you want to talk to us, you want us to play your music, man. You just want to hang out with us. You got a key to the crib now, man. You're definitely family now, man. It's a blessing to have you on board.
That sounds good. You know, I like to eat, so I'll be going to the refrigerator and everything. So
greens are dressing at every table.
I love it.
he must have never heard the gourmet cook joint. Because he don't want nothing at the refrigerator, the ghetto gourmet. He must have never heard that.
Yeah. Well, I'm open, man. Whether it's gourmet or just downright, you know, auntie soul food, whatever y'all
there
got.
There it is, no doubt. No doubt.
But his gourmet has a different, how can I say, je ne sais quoi, if you will. So, yeah, it's a little different. And I'm going to put emphasis on different and all
different.
All
right. Well, I'm open. let's see what that is. You know.
That's real.
Right. Well, we just thank you once again, Eric, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you and seeing you and just being able to support more of your projects and your music.
I appreciate it. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Eric. You have a wonderful night.
You have a blessed night, bro.
Thank you, you too.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, definitely that was Eric Robeson, singer, songwriter, producer. He hung out with us so long, and I'm telling you, that was not only just a privilege, it was a blessing, and I'm very humbled by that experience. Ladies and gentlemen,
I just want to say it's definitely a blessing, man. We had a wonderful time with him, man. It was a treat to have Eric on the show with us. And, you know, I tell you guys all the time, all the fans and all the guests that are listening right now and everybody that's tuning in, man, you never know who's going to be on any of our shows on the D-Hour Network. You never know who's going to be on. You guys need to tune in all the time, Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show. Definitely, we got a treat this Thursday. One of the treats this Thursday, you guys tune into Celebrity Thursday with PJ, myself, and CK. One of our guests on Thursday will be Tretch from Naughty by Nature. So definitely make sure you guys tune in because we're going to be getting in with Tretch and maybe some other special guests this Thursday. So tune in. You never know.
That's right. And all of you OPP people, we want you to definitely tune in because
people's
property is going to be a problem.
Yeah. I was about to say, can y'all please ask him if he's still down with OPP for me?
Right? Well, ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say show, we're not going anywhere quite yet. We're going to go into overtime since we've had such an overwhelming response. We're willing to hang out for just a little bit longer if you're willing to hang out for a little bit longer. And if you're late for work tomorrow, just tell them it's all on the I Got Something to Say show. Now, you can't move in with us or anything like that, but, you know, the Anonymous Blue Studio is kind of small, but we're working on that. But at the same time, we really, really appreciate your support each and every Monday and Thursday and Saturday and Tuesdays and Wednesdays. You know, we have so much on the D-Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, that, you know, we have a plethora, if you will, a plethora. I need you to Google that. A plethora of different radio programming for your listening ear. So what we want to do is get into, like, another musical break. I'm feeling some stiletto. I'm feeling some Diva Stiletto throwdown, countdown type things right now. And hopefully Al is not sleepy because, you know, he go to bed at 8 o'clock. You know, good gracious. You know, hopefully we can hear the Say Something news and maybe hear a little bit of inspiration and some birthdays from, you know, our brother CK. And maybe, you know, D can bring us a quick recipe from the, you know, the gourmet ghetto or ghetto gourmet or just combination of both thereof, you know, because, you know, you never know what he's going to come up with, whatever type of concoction and the kitchen. Right.
That's real.
So what we're going to do at this time, because I'm still on, you know, cloud nine right now, 4+5, you know, 2+7. Let me think of some other combinations. But, yeah, nine. That's right. Four fingers and five. Cloud nine from Eric Robeson. I mean, he's just such a just a scholar and a gentleman. What was someone saying? Okay, I guess nothing at this time. Well, you know, what we're going to do now is just going to cut into the musical break. We're going to go ahead and count down with the Stiletto Diva, which is myself right now, and I'm going to pass the mic over to D. Slate right now.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the Stiletto Diva Throwdown right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Get ready for it. We got some Mary. We got some JJ Fad. Oh, you Jill Scott. You just never know who you're going to be listening to in the Stiletto Diva Throwdown on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Hey, don't you got calluses? Stop writing letters and just say something. Damn.
Overtime.
I'm Queen of Hearts, and I'm kicking up my stiletto on the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. Go ahead, get your stiletto and get down.
Number one.
Give him any attention, just to pry my tip.
it gone.
Number three. Number two.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
right now, go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away.
number one.
We're JJ Fat and we're here to rock. Rhymes like ours could never be stopped. See, it's three of us and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. C, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now here's a little something about nosy people. It's not real hard, it's plain and simple. Baby deep.
On the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
That's right, because we're supersonic. I'm like skin devils, didn't know that the animated best record there. Ooh. I think about sleep, what is that? That's right. We're going into overtime on the I Got Something to Say show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. We also have the Slaked, Mr. Norfolk, C.K., and we had our special guest in the Announced Blue Studios here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, via Hollywood, as you used to say. Definitely we had the very, very talented Eric Robeson in the studios earlier. So what we're going to be doing is working towards the 11th hour. We're going to go ahead and get a little bit more in. That was the Stiletto Diva countdown of yours truly. We kicked off the hour with what, D-Slate?
We had some Beyonce, Single Lady.
That's right.
We had
I
some,
am.
Oh, yeah, we had some Jill Scott with Golden. Mary J. Blige with Just Fine. And we had the old school clothing store, J.J. Fad, with Supersonic.
See, right, I had to get you to announce it because I'm so out of breath. I have on one stiletto, and the other one is somewhere near the closet. I'm not really sure, but I was in the studio dancing hard. Not hard, but hard. I mean, getting it.
Don't they names sound like a clothing store, though? Hey, man, I'm about to roll to J.J. Fad. Give me some jeans.
Right, exactly. It does. Summer, number, 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 doom, number, number. Yeah, that was it.
Do me
exactly.
None of Do me none of that.
Right. Don't start talking about the because you know we get on the nah subject. You know, it's a 10:55
nah. I can hear it nah.
You can hear it nah. It's almost Christmas nah. It's an inside
hey,
jet, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
it's my alarm clock.
Let me tell y'all something, man. One of the lowest feelings I ever had happen to me this week, man. Somebody rebuked me in the name of Jesus. I was like, what? What did I do that was so bad? You went straight to a rebuke. I ain't getting no warning, no nothing. She just rebuked me in the name of Jesus. I was like... Can you tell me calm down or something first? Like, I mean, yo, that's just like saying I'm going to tell Jesus on you, and you know how Jesus get down. You might have leprosy tomorrow or something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not
laughing with Jesus.
Hey, Al, so you may wake up with the black plague or something, huh?
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't do that to nobody. That ain't funny. I was like, she was like, I rebuke you. I was like, what the? Can you give me a warning in the song first? Can you give me a warning? Even the police give you a warning.
Well, you know what, Al, what you need to do is, and people may think that you either collect a check or you may be like a soloist, but when people say crazy things and do stuff like that, I'll just break out into song. Like, I'm a huge fan of Jesus Christ Superstar. So, like, around Christmas time and Easter, it becomes very advantageous. Like, if somebody say, are you getting that? And I'm standing, like, my card is right before the checkout. But they're asking me, am I checking out? So I'm like, listen, Jesus, I don't like what I see. All I ask is for me. And London, my inspirations for you haven't died. The lady was like, you know, I'm like, this girl is a star. Oh, song from, like, Jesus Christ Superstar. And people be like, you know what? You can stand in the line all by yourself. 10 items or less. Yeah, you got that. Yeah, you're doing the most. So you need to study some of those musicals. And when people start stressing you out, you know, just kick out a song. I'm telling you, it works every time.
And you know
I
what?
Had to
you know what?
To myself. Yep.
You know what, Al, I can understand that. She could at least warn you and be like, look here, young brother, you're getting real close to being rebuked, so you might want to relax right about now or something. But I think that what you should have told her, though, when she rebuked you, so you should just came off the deep end on her and be like, you know what, you want to rebuke me? Cool. I'm about to call Donny Osmond and get the Technicolor Dream Coat.
There you go. That's right.
I'm going to holler
at
you.
That's right. That's right. And you ask them, who is your teacher? You is smart, honey. That's what you ask when you don't know because you're a boy, so you don't say the honey part. But you just be like, who is your teacher? You is smart. And that's what we do. We just act crazy. We didn't break off the song, I'm telling you. Y'all don't know about these close to the song. I'm telling you. a classic 555. I'm telling you, you don't even know about that right there. It's a classic. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you were like, are they speaking in, like, code or, like, some type of, like, code with the key or something? But, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do. We clown around and we enjoy life. CK, Mr. Norfolk, Miss Fabulous, and D-Slate. Well, the time, it seems like it is running like a marathon tonight. But we've had so much fun. But so let's do this, ladies and gentlemen. We got like 16 minutes before closing the shop time. I do want to hear a little bit of Say Something News. And I do also want to hear a little bit about the birthdays maybe and our word of wisdom. And, if D-Slate can give us just a piece of a particular recipe or a piece of something that we can take with us, that would be great. But I really did have a couple of questions before we go out the door with the first segment to Say Something News, because I know Al wants to do that. I did have a couple of questions for you to ask Al segment, and these questions are really, really relevant. And our listening audience will definitely appreciate that if they ever come up on the Anonymous Blue Studios. Okay. Now, let me ask Al something. Al, are you ready for this?
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay, okay. This is real important, too. All right. Number one, for the Ask Al Anything segment, who would be the best singer to perform at a rock church?
At a rock church?
Yes. What best singers, or who would be best suited as singers to perform at a rock church?
At a rock church? Hmm.
Yeah. Well, who would be some of the performing lineups? The Rolling Stones? Okay. Okay. Well, I kind of had two other people in mind. I had Angie Stone in mind.
Angie Stone.
And I also have Pebbles in mind. I think they would be great, but I forgot all about Chris Rock and Tony Rock. I forgot about the two of them, but they're not singers. Yeah, exactly. So they can be performing artists. Be on standby for the Say Something News. I just got to get these questions off my chest and out my throat. Number two, can we still walk by faith even during a leap year? Talk to me.
I think you asked me that question before.
You can
leap out there on faith. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people leap out there on faith.
All I ask that you listen to me.
Something's wrong.
Number three, can New Edition be one of the oldest R&B groups around?
That's real.
You seen Bobby Brown, Joe?
Hey, remember, Bobby Brown is from Orchard Park in Boston, Massachusetts. Won't play them type of games. People from Boston would drive our cars real close to you. Don't play that. Homie, don't play that. He's from the crib. He's from Orchard Park.
That's called a Boston bump, ain't it? When you drive your car real. Yeah, we're familiar with that. We call it Norfolk wreck your stuff and keep on going. Hope you got insurance.
Right. And then my last and final question before we get into the Say Something News, because we're in overtime on the I Got Something to Say show, Blog Talk Radio. Last and final question would be, can you play Words with friends even while watching Enemies of the State? I just need to know. Can you do that? I just want to know.
Hey, yo, what's up, bro, with you?
I'm gonna
go ahead and rebuke you right now. No water, no nothing. I'm straight rebuke right now.
hey, look, I got a quick question for Al. If the police was chasing Mr. Freeze, what exactly do they yell to him to make him stop? Hey, butt up! Butt up!
Hey,
Hey, D Slate, you about 2 seconds off of a juice, man.
Bonus question.
I appreciate the warning, brother. I appreciate the warning.
Right, right. I'm not sure if CK or anybody else have any questions, but this is the bonus question. I'd like to know if you can be happy to watch Hill Street Blues marathon.
Hey, you ever listen to that theme music for Hill Street Blues? It just you just be sad with it. Bloom, bloom, bloom.
It just
sounds like somebody got mugged on that.
Yeah, but listen, in all seriousness, ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say show, and to our listening audience, you know, being that I got a little bit into filmmaking and producing and directing, you would never know who was one of the major masterminds behind Hill Street Blues and L. St. Where. What is it, L. St. Moore or L. St. Moore?
St. L. Square, yo, St. L. Square.
Yeah, that one. Exactly. Ooh. I have a GB moment. But you know what? Ooh. Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah, she's one of the leading Mongol female producers and directors of a lot of those shows.
You smart.
Yeah, I was
sure.
Go ahead.
Who is your teacher? You smart.
Who is your teacher? You is smart. I am smart. And so are the listening audience of the I Got Something to Say radio show. That concludes the segment of Ask Al Anything. If you want to ask Al something, definitely feel free to hit us up on our Facebook book. And also you can tweet us on the D Hour Show page or the I Got Something to Show, the Safe Show page. I think this is sleepy this coming 5:55 and is going to be here before you know it. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're going to get the edited abridged version of the Say Something News. And then after that, we're going to have our quote of the day and also a couple of birthdays. And then we're going to be closing out the segment with maybe some yummy, delightful ingredients or maybe a dish from the Ghetto Gourmet. And we're going to be having a very, very good week with this forthcoming segment and then also some Christmas segments to come. So tonight was like one of the most magical shows and just had a great time tonight. So without further ado, let me go ahead and turn the microphone back over to Al for the Say Something News, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, D-Slate, don't even start the music yet. Don't stop. Cut the music off. Hey, Mitt Romney came to support Pacquiao, and then
wow.
Pacquiao got knocked the fuck out. Is that bad luck or what? That's all I got to say. I ain't got no more news for y'all. That took the whole show. Cut the music off. Mitt Romney supported Pacquiao. I'm talking about he put Pacquiao to sleep. Like,
I was like, yo,
is he dead?
It's like, what do you mean, is he dead?
Hey, I got one more thing. Mitt Romney said, I got an inside tip that Pacquiao's going to win. I found out that was the same person that told him he was going to win the election. Hey,
yeah.
That's all I know.
I got one more piece of news for y'all, man. Everybody's scared of December 21st. December 21st, the world going to come to an end. In the hood, December 21st, only me and your layaway do for Christmas, man. That's all I got to say on it.
Wow. Well, you know, it can be no scarier than when they play Another One Bites the Dust backwards. That's what the lights are like for like 2 months. Remember that? When you could play Another One Bites the Dust by Queen backwards?
What did it say?
I'm not going to repeat that because I'm not going to. No, I'm good. I'm scary. No. I'm too scary. I'm too scary. No, because it was like, what? No.
She said, I'm not saying that, Al.
No. It's the not going to say that something to say show. No.
and one more thing. Hostess done gave them the stiff Twinkie. They done used all the pension money, then folded. How did they? Ooh, that's bad, man. Where's the cream filling?
Do-do-do-do-do.
Wow. Hey,
that's a say some news, man, with your boo.
Yeah, you said a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Norfolk for the Say Something News, always comical, very interesting, the last bit of commentary, and I digress. We're going to pass the mic over to TK to give us the quote of the day and a couple of birthdays, and we will be closing out the segment with some ingredients to put towards your holiday shopping for your food list, or should I say your gourmet menu forthcoming. We're going to have a lot more holiday stuff for you as time progresses. Today is the 10th, so we have 15 days until Christmas. And don't forget the Christ and Christmas, most importantly. So at this time, I'm going to pass the mic over to CK.
Thank you, CJ. I just want to say before I get into my segment that it's kind of odd going to the store and not seeing the Hostess products and see these imitations. So the shelves have been kind of empty. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay. Our quote for the day is, cherish your visions and your dreams as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements. And it comes from Napoleon Hill.
I'm a repeat of Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Jones and them.
I don't think they are quite related, but I'm gonna repeat it one more time. Cherish your visions and your dreams as they are the children of your souls, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements. So,
you know,
all right,
I would say with a little bit of brass instrumentation and some background vocalists, everybody got on a black turtleneck and a little bit of choreography, that would be some tough money introduction to a song from 71.
Yeah.
That's real talk right there, too. That's deep.
True. Now, before we get to the celebrity brothers, I have a interesting history segment real quickly. This day in history, 45 years ago to this day, soul singer Otis Redding and six members of his backing band, the Barcades, died in Redding's own small plane when it crashed into the icy Lake Mona in Madison, Wisconsin, where the band was to play that night. Redding was 26 at the time. He had just finished recording the song Sitting on the Dock of the Bay 3 days earlier.
Hmm.
4 months later, Dock of the Bay reached the top of the U.S. pop charts, and it was Redding's first number one hit.
Hmm. Wow.
And I've seen that documentary, and it was kind of like very disturbing to see the pictures of them pulling them up out the lake, especially with Otis Redding still sitting in his seat at the time.
Hmm.
Wow.
Love Otis Redding. Rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace. Now, going to the celebrity birthdays, we have today actress of The Cosby Show, later hang with Mr. Cooper, and on her own show, That's So Raven, Raven Simone is 27 years old today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Get it.
Yes, she's beautiful, full of peace. 3 years from 30, but, okay. Today, Michael Clark Duncan would have been 55 years old today, the actor of The Green Mile.
Bless his name. Boss.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Boss.
Yes. Boss. Yes.
The actor died early this year. After going into a heart attack, earlier this year, then he was supposed to recover, but he didn't recover fully. So, rest in peace. I'm Michael Clark Duncan. Entourage
Balls.
Actress.
Balls.
Right. All right, don't copy. Entourage actress Emmanuelle Kawhi Ashakuni. I can't pronounce her name. Black, I'm sorry. She is 35 today. And my last birthday I have for is Matt Forte. It's 27 today. The Chicago Bears running back that ran over 1,000 yards in 2010.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that is my celebrity birthday, my history point of the day, and my quote. And back to you, PJ.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for those very much so words of wisdom and that informative information. I like to call those infomercials because we're giving you information in the form of a commercial standard for radio because we are the I, that's something to say, radio show. We are the optical illusion to your ears, and we are radio. Yes, yes, yes. So last but certainly not least, definitely, happy belated birthday to you, CK. I know your birthday was in November, but, you know, we have a fabulous birthday coming up in the month of January, and it's going to be on a Tuesday, and it will be Miss Fabulous's 40th. So I'm looking forward to that going into a different diaspora, if you will. A lot of people in entertainment don't want to – that's right, boss – don't want to tell their age, but, you know, I'm fabulous, you know, so don't look a day over. Yeah, we'll keep that moving. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to get some ingredients for our meals, for our holidays, from the, you know, the person that's always doing the most is in the kitchen. We're talking about the ghetto gourmet. What do you have for us this evening while we're winding up in the 11th hour?
Yeah, what's going on? Ghetto gourmet in the building. Got a quick recipe for all the peeps out there, all my hoodologists out there who really want to get a quick recipe and a quick, you know, snack type meal around the holidays. I've got a holiday treat for you guys today, and my quick holiday treat is a little recipe off my new book. The recipe I like to call Jingle Balls on Raymond. Look here. Now, the recipe is, you know, everybody don't like meatloaf. So, of course, you probably got some old meatloaf chilling in your refrigerator. Now, unfortunately, meatloaf, we tend to make meatloaf the same way we make meatballs. So, boom, check it out. Boil you up some beef ramen. You know, it's not hard. Beef ramen is the one in the red package. We all got chicken and beef, so it's not hard. Boy, because beef is the one that people don't like to eat that much, so check in your cabinet. I'm pretty sure you got a package in there chilling somewhere. Cook you up some beef ramen. Go take a slice of that old meatloaf you got in the refrigerator. Make some jingle balls out of it. Ball it up. Make some balls out of it. Cook up your beef ramen. Pop the jingle balls on Raymond. Put your little flavor packet on there. Mix it up. You got yourself a nice little quick holiday treat. We have to call Jingle Balls on Ramen. Now, look here. I just want to say, okay, nice recipe, Jingle Balls on Raymond. We get it in. Now, all you got to do is you can check that recipe and many other ghetto gourmet recipes on my new book. The new ghetto gourmet book is titled May I, hey brother, may I borrow a cup of sugar and whatever it is that you're cooking that I smell right now? No, you damn hungry bastard. Get your own damn food. Coming out real soon. I know it's a long title, but look here. We got great recipes in the book, and you can best believe we got some delicious ones coming for the holidays. Back to you,
boss.
PJ. OMG. It's boss. He always has some ground beef in the refrigerator.
He always got some like curled up ground beef, like that
right.
Old potted meat in the back of the refrigerator.
Right. I'm telling you, like, who does that? Really? Are you serious right now? Who does that? You're always doing the most, and then we didn't have the long Republican pause this time. You know, because it was like a sabotage the last couple of segments where it was like a 20-minute.
I made sure the man wasn't gonna take me down today. No, the man will take me down.
They be deleting you and whatnot. They be turning off your mic, boss.
Boss. I'm telling you, oh my goodness. But you know what? we've negated to include on Wednesday. Guess what that's going to be? Everyone's talking about 12/21, but what about 12/12/12? And this is the last of the series because there are no 13/13/13, you know? But remember the year it was 666, it was June the 6th, 2006. Everybody started going to church. Remember that year?
No, I'm the only one. No. Do you remember in Norfolk, Virginia?
I think that was the same day that old lady told Al that she rebuked him.
Right. Right, exactly. But, yeah, 12/12/12 is quite an interesting year. You know, it's a number of governance. It's a number of, you know, wholeness and things of that nature. So it's very significant. And just, you know, coincidentally, 2012 was the year of the election. So it's a lot of spiritual and a lot of, you know, relevance to the number 12. So we don't really have a lot of time to get into that right now, 12 disciples, 12 months of the year, so on and so forth. So just think about it. Just a little something for you to think about. But we're going to go around the room because, unfortunately, we have come to the end of the road, as our brothers, boys and men, would have make vocal. CK, what are your thoughts about tonight and your closeout remarks, please?
Tonight was like the greatest show on earth. We are radio. We turned it out. Eric is so cool to talk to. I had fun.
Yes.
I had fun with the guests. Everyone was in the chat room. They enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was a pleasure actually talking with Mr. Eric Roberson. So I love the whole show tonight.
Absolutely. Mr. Norfolk, what are your closing remarks, sir?
Hey, look, I just got to say, you know, be true to who you are, man, and just, you know what I'm saying, just be outstanding. I loved the show tonight. Tonight was phenom. It was epic, if you will. I'm so tired. My son got in the bed with me this morning and kicked me at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I worked like 12-hour shift, and I got home just in time enough to be on the show. I couldn't miss the Eric Roberson. I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. I want to say big ups to my babies, you know, Kylie, Ali, and AJ, and my wife, and you know what I'm saying. I just want to say it was a great show tonight, and you know what I'm saying? If you see me tomorrow, I'm going to rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You already know.
Yes. You know, I forgot which show it was on. I think I want to say it was Electric Company or Zoom, but it had this thing called High Fidelity, High Fidelity. Go ahead, D-Slate.
Nah, bro, I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow. Yeah, I remember Morgan Freeman on Spider-Man on Electric Company. That's all I remember.
Yes, the bomb. Yes. Who is your teacher?
I think tonight, like Al said, it was an epic show tonight. Of course, we had an incredible time. Definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out with us on the I Got Something to Say show tonight. We get it in as always every week. You never know who's going to be on the show with us. Keep tuning in Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. We got some incredible shows in the coming months and in the coming new year. We got some incredible shows as well. So just keep tuning in. You never know who's going to be on. Tune in with us tomorrow on a Tuesday spot. CK, myself, and, LEO, we're going to be getting in. Also, tune in this Thursday for Celebrity Thursday. One of our guests will be actor, director, and hip-hop star Tretch from the group Naughty by Nature is going to be in the building with us. So definitely make sure you guys tune in. Had a wonderful time tonight, and you guys stay blessed. And it's the holidays. We don't want to hear about any more deaths or suicides or different things like that. So people, please stay positive, stay happy, and be safe.
Absolutely. Great commentary from D. Slate, from CK, and Mr. Norfolk. And yours truly, I'm hoping that everyone has a rest of the week be very prosperous and very good. And, you know, a lot of people are out there, you know, making their lists and checking it twice. Don't get into too much debt because understand Christmas is every single day, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely be kind to one another, not because it's, you know, the holiday season, but because we need one another, you know, contrary to any popular belief. Tomorrow, if you're in the Hampton Roads area, the DMV area you're visiting, we have an open mic, which is wonderful, wonderful. It is Paramount. It is Marriott. All the other synonyms that you could possibly think of. Yours truly, the hostess with the mostest, will be on the MIC with the live band, the old band. We start at 9 o'clock, 2100 hours for those military personnel. Come on out. Show us what you have on the mic. It's a great outlet, right? The mic is always hot. Tonight, our special guest, Mr. Eric Robeson, it was a pleasure and an honor to have him on the show. You know, all shows always have their own basis or their own characterization. And I want to say by far, this was a wonderful, wonderful night from laughter to informative information to, you know, serious conversation. And this is what it's all about. I love my radio family, CK, Mr. Norfolk, D. Slate. I'm telling you, I love working with these guys. They are true gentlemen and they're true craftsmen of, you know, giving back and making a contribution to the industry. So we love being who we are, and we thank you all for allowing us to be who we are with full acceptance. And, you know, always understand that 555 is going to come sooner than ever. So we're going to get ready to get out of here, exit stage left of the Announcements Blue Studios. But thank you for tuning in each and every Monday. And you never know who our producer is going to make contact with to be a part of our show. So we want to say salute to my family, from our family to your family. Happy holidays. And we're going to bring more great shows and the remaining of 2012 and even greater shows in 2013. So we'll see you later. Hats off. Remember, life is short, and so is my real hair. Good night. God bless you all.
Good night.
If you really got something to say, say.